Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started. You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Don't miss your chance to win $100,000 of Terry Bradshaw's money on the Fox Bet Super 6 app. Scan the QR code on the screen, download the app, and pick the outcomes of six NFL games for your shot at the cash. It's totally free to play. Colin, Giants at Cowboys is one of the matchups.
Yeah.
88% of America is taking America's team, the Cowboys, so far. Who wins and by how many points?
Okay, so I think Dallas is going to win, but I think it's going to be a division game. I think it's going to be close. I think Daniel Jones is not getting the respect he deserves. He's cut down the turnovers. So I think it's going to be a 28-24 game. I would take Dallas. And if you like to wager, which some of America does, I would take the Giants and the points. But I do think Dallas is the better team. And Trayvon Diggs has become a star, second-year corner. And Micah Parsons is
amazing.
Fantastic. And good for them. They also picked up, they drafted a defensive lineman, I think from UCLA. They had a good draft. Cowboys had a good draft. Good for them. They went real heavy defense.
As they should.
Carolina last year did the same as Dallas. They just went defense and they hit two or three home runs.
It paid off.
Yeah. Shady McCoy is a two-time Super Bowl champ, a six-time Pro Bowler. He's going to get Hall of Fame votes in 12 years in the NFL. He's joining us now. He just retired last week, signed a one-day contract with the Eagles, and retired as an Eagle. So let's just talk about Philadelphia. I have my doubts about Nick Sirianni, and I don't know if Jalen Hurts is the guy. I don't. What do you now? They have a tough one. They got to go on the road again, Carolina. Your thoughts about Jalen Hurts and what do you see that you like? What worries you, Shady, a little bit?
Well, actually, I actually love Nick. I really do. He's very intelligent, very smart. The years he's put in, man, you can tell. Being a young coach, he's really dialed in. But only thing about Hurts that scares me is just trying to make them big plays, holding the ball a little bit longer than he should.
Yeah.
Trying to look for the big home run. But I will say he's scrambling a little bit more. I went to the game last week. I got retired. So I watched the game, and he scrambled when he needed to scramble. He took a lot of short passes. They had a quick game that I think really, really worked for him. They ran the ball a little bit. Sure, run a little bit more.
Yeah.
Get Miles Sanders involved a little more because he's probably the best offensive player. The rookie Smith showed up. I just think that Hurts, man, just simplify the game plan for him, a little bit more quick game, and some scramble, and some more runs with the quarterback.
Yeah.
Design runs.
Did he look comfortable to you in the pocket?
That's the thing. I don't think he looked that comfortable. I think he's every game is getting better and better. And this is the thing, man. He's still new. Like, he's still a rookie. I feel like he's still a rookie. This is his first year of really starting, really getting involved. I think you could do some more like speed screens, some sweeps. They did a lot of that last week, and they did pretty good against the Chiefs up and down the field, which I kind of everybody does. But I think the more they can do that, it helps them in the pocket and gets them more comfortable.
So they go on the road again. They came back to Philly. Now they go on the road to Carolina, and the Panthers' offense, Christian McCaffrey's coming back. So that's a real challenge for Philadelphia. Now, you played for both the Bills and the Chiefs in the last 3 years, and that's one of the big matchups this weekend. I really do worry about Kansas City's defense here. You know, one of the ways a great offense can lose is if the quarterback ends up being a spectator and sitting on the sidelines because you can't get anybody off the field. Aren't you worried about Kansas City's defense?
I'm worried. I really am. When I watched that game last week, man, they talked about how the Eagles struggled against the Cowboys. They went against the Chiefs. They went up and down the field the whole time. And it's like, as a quarterback, like a guy like Pat Mahomes, who is going to give you points, he's going to give you long drives. But the only thing is, like, you got to be perfect. And the NFL, that's hard to do. I watched that game, and, like, they had to score on every drive.
Yeah.
And if not, you go against a team like the Bills, where the defense is a lot better and their offense is a lot better. Now you have trouble. And I'm nervous that I think the Bills may take this game.
Yeah. No, let me ask you about Josh Allen, because you were there in Buffalo, and his first year, you know, he was erratic. But did
right.
Shady, did you know, did you see it practice? Did you sense like, man, if this guy can get it right, he's going to be incredible?
I hate to say it, but Shady knows. when we drafted Josh Allen, I said, this kid is the real deal. People don't know, man. He's about 6'5", 230-some pounds. He's tough as nails. He has a big heart. He has a big arm. Everybody talks about like Patrick Mahomes' arm. It's so close. As far now, he might be now. Pat is, don't get me wrong, Pat is a lot more accurate. I will say that.
Yeah.
But the arm strength. Each year you see Josh progress, get better and get better and get better. And safe to say, man, like I think he has a strong case to be the best quarterback in his draft. I'll tell you what, because Josh can play. He really can.
Yeah. And by the way, we know players love Mahomes. Do the guys like Josh Allen? Is he one of the dudes?
Oh, my God. He's a great competitor. Everybody loves Josh from a rookie to now. And I got to give a lot of credit to Brian Daigbeau, the offensive coordinator. He's done a great job with him. They're scheming everything up to fit Josh Allen. If it's quarterback-driven runs, if it's quick game, if it's deep throws, everything for the game plan is designed around Josh. They go out there and get him digs, a number one wide receiver, and then they build around him. So they're making Buffalo all about Josh Allen, and that's the way it has to be. You look at Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs, they built everything around him. And when you do that, man, your offense will be dominant.
So Rams-Seahawks, let's circle back. We both watched it last night. I know you watched the entire game.
A good one.
Now, I don't think Seattle's the same team as they were several years ago. They're not. Their defense is not very good. What do you make of Stafford and McVay and the Rams offense? Just tell me what you see that you like.
Well, when I see Matthew Stafford and the Rams, it's like a relationship like in the before the relationship, it was like off and on. Now you bring two lovers together. Everything they ever wanted, they have it. You know, I feel like Sean McVay wants to throw deep. He wants to play action. He wants a quarterback that can deliver on third down. Stafford gives you all that. It's times when he's pressured, sidearm, he go deep. And you see he's getting more comfortable and comfortable. Even last night, I haven't seen a team go up and down the field in the second half like they did. 290-yard something drives, back-to-back. I mean, that's unbelievable, man. So I think when you put that speed that they have out there, that gives them a boost. And then you have Matthew Stafford, who's an experienced veteran. And now he has a team with a great defense and some playmakers on the outside.
I want to ask you about the Pittsburgh situation. So we know, you know it, you played at Pitt, right? So, in fact, I think you guys play your games at Hines, right? So you know the facilities and all that stuff. So I know Big Ben's a legend. He's just not very good. He's older. If would it be making a mistake to the locker room if Mike Tomlin said, listen, we've won 3 games out of the last 10. Dwayne Haskins is no worse here, and Dwayne has a chance. Could you bench Ben, or would you lose the locker room?
It's tough because it's still is early. I think Big Ben has a chance to change things around. When I look at that Steelers team, it's actually more than Ben. I mean, they're not running the ball well at all from as long as I've been playing, and Ben from Pennsylvania going to Pittsburgh, like you said, the Steelers always had a chance to run the ball. That was always a big possibility. They're not doing that. They got a whole new entire offensive line that's struggling. You got a rookie running back that you put a lot of confidence in. He's not really running the ball. They're getting the ball to him in the air. So it's hard to blame everything on Big Ben. Now, I will say Big Ben has to step it up a little bit. I think he knows that. And in previous last year, here before that, he talked about how he felt like he didn't have it as much. You know, so when a player says that's older, that lets you know that he knows something's going on. He's not the same. So I think it's still early to bench him. But although if you bench Big Ben, man, you got to bench him for the whole year and look to draft somebody next year as a quarterback in the first round.
Finally, you know Tom Brady well. The defense is a little banged up. They weren't very good offensively. Gronk is out again. Tom's not quite as comfortable. Are you a little surprised that the Bucs have looked off this year? They don't look quite as good.
They'll be fine. B.A. does a great job with the guys over there. Coach Leftwich is doing a great job with the offense. The defense, they're going to be right there. They're going to be ready to answer when called on. They do a great job against the run. And one thing about football, if you can take out the run, you can focus on the pass. They got some injuries on the secondary that they'll work out. They just picked up Sherman. He'll help out. Once they get some of their guys back, I see Carlton just went down, and that's a big blow for him.
Yeah.
He's probably the number one corner.
Yep.
But they'll be fine. Tom Brady will find a way to win. I think they're an older group. They're more mature. They're veterans in there. They'll find a way to win. The offensive line is healthy right now. So I wouldn't worry about the Bucs. It's still early, and they're still doing great right now. I wouldn't worry about the Bucs.
By the way, your son was behind you for a couple minutes. He went to his room with his backpack, so he's doing his homework. Your son is doing his homework right now. Hopefully not playing video games. He's doing that homework first, but you want to check on him. He's right behind you in that room, Shady. It's great seeing you.
Yep, you too.
All right. LeSean McCoy, two-time Super Bowl champ. Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card end of the first year automatically with no limit. Get used to hearing yes. Discover.com/yes. Boy, did you see how well appointed he was?
You love when people get dressed up for us.
You know, listen, this show, I like when we have a guest on and
you always say that about, because TJ always puts a suit on.
TJ Hushman's all like professional. No hoodies. These guys are all, they're decked out. Very.
Yeah. I get professional for the show because as soon as I get out into the dressing room, I'm getting back in my hoodie and sneakers.
By the way, so Joy's outfits, I see them a week ahead of schedule because they're on a rack.
Yes.
Holy moly.
Mario War Wardrobe does a good job here.
I saw one of them.
I don't know which one you're talking about.
Oh, crazy. We'll talk about it during the break.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, Joy with the news.
No. Turn on the news.
This is the Herd Line News.
Yeah, that's a wild one. I've actually already started planning my Halloween costume for the show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm going to go as a respected local news anchor. 12 years in a row.
Big journalism. What is your Sky Bannister?
Yeah. Who reports only the truth. Hair's made of wood. Like all great local newscasters.
So last night was not a good night for the Seahawks defense, which has been under fire the last couple weeks, but it was on display. First half, they did a good job. Second half, not so much.
90-yard drives.
Well, they've not been great. They're ranked last in the NFL in yards allowed. They've given up 2,254 total yards through five games. And if they keep this up, it puts them on pace to give up 7,664 yards in a 17-game season, and that would be the most in NFL history. The worst defense in NFL history currently is the 2012 Saints, who gave up 7,042 total yards, 440 yards per game. And the Seahawks would still be on pace to break this record in a 16-game season.
I actually thought, if you've watched the Seahawks like I have this year, I actually thought their defense was better last night than it had been.
In the first half, they were good.
They got a big red zone pick. That was one of the few big runs they gave up. DeSean Jackson had a big kind of over-the-top play. But they didn't give up any cheap home runs. And, this is what's happened now in all five of their games. Second half, they're out of gas because they gave so many three and outs offensively that the defense is on the field. It's five straight games. The defense is on the field the entire second half.
Yeah. I mean, they have had some moments. Like, even in the game last night, obviously, you know, the interception, Tyler Lockett tripping, you know, it's Geno Smith. Yeah. It's unfortunate. But that happened because of Carlos Dunlap making a play. Yeah. So it's not that they don't have moments, but you have to contain.
Yeah.
You can't be giving up yards like that. And they're obviously very expensive. They signed Jamal Adams to a four-year, $72 million extension before the season with $38 million guaranteed.
Yeah.
So he's the highest paid safety in NFL history and the third highest player on the Seahawks. I mean, they have some pieces, Bobby Wagner, Carlos Dunlap, Quandre Diggs, but they've got to put it together.
Yeah.
And this is going to be a huge issue moving forward, especially if Russell Wilson is not available and he's currently being examined for that finger in the injury last night. So if you have your backup quarterback and your defense isn't able to stop anyone, it could get ugly for the Seahawks really quickly.
Yeah.
So Lamar Jackson seemed to voice his unhappiness this week by retweeting fans who complained he wasn't drawing flags for late hits during the Ravens win over the Broncos last weekend. And yesterday he clarified his stance on the issue, saying he doesn't want special treatment. He just wants more protection for all quarterbacks.
I just feel, you know, we should be protected, all quarterbacks in the league, you know, not just myself. You know, everyone should be included with that, especially while we're in the pocket, our leg area and stuff like that, you know. That's it, man. But, you know, football is football. You know, guys get aggressive sometimes. Stuff happens. Probably don't mean it, you know, but I like the ref to throw the flag, though, like if they catch it.
Of course you would.
Well, quarterbacks are pretty well protected in the league right now.
I mean, listen,
they're the most protected position, as they should be.
There are players that are hard to officiate. I've had an NBA official tell me that one time that I met him at an airport waiting, and I recognized this guy, and he was an official. It was like 12 years ago, and he said Allen Iverson was hard to officiate. Shaq was really hard to officiate.
It took a long time for them to figure out how to officiate LeBron.
It no question. There are quarterbacks that are hard to officiate. Cam was out of the pocket so much. Lamar is so fast, and he moves out, and you're like, okay, is he a running back now? And I'm not saying an excuse, but Matt Stafford's pretty easy to officiate. You know where he's going to be, Tom Brady. I think sometimes when you get these wildly athletic quarterbacks and there's a lot of sliding and they go to, and Lamar doesn't slide particularly well. He does not.
Well, the slide thing is what I've noticed this year, is that I feel like there's been a couple hits on quarterbacks where I felt like they've given themselves up.
I saw one last week and I forget what it was. You're right. There was one last week. And it may have been Monday. Was it Herbert? There was a Monday one.
I've seen a couple so far this where I'm like, that feels like a flag. Like, they are obviously giving themselves up. Yeah. And I understand when we slow things down, it's really hard for a defender who's already running full speed in motion to change direction of his body. But I also feel like defenders, you know, you know when this quarterback is going to give himself up. So I do think the refs have been a little bit resistant to throw those flags. But overall, quarterbacks are pretty well protected. So Tyson Fury and Deontay Wilder will complete the trilogy with a third fight tomorrow night. Fury is very confident he will retain his belt and didn't hold back when he discussed how he sees this fight against Wilder ending. He said, with all these excuses he's been making, very, very, very mentally unstable. I didn't have him down for that type of person, but it always shows you a man's ingredients when he's at his lowest point in his career and his life. Does it go the distance? No chance. I'll stop him again. I'll smash him.
Oh, boy.
I'll submit him this time like an MMA fighter. Oh. I'll make him quit.
Oh, okay, now you made me buy the fight.
Fury is a good trash
talker. Well, I was going to fight. I like buying fights. It'd just be nice to watch it with somebody, at least if Buddy and Yossi were in my life.
Ann's not coming back for the fight. Ann likes fights.
Oh, Ann loves fights. Ann doesn't care about sports, but she likes fights. Because, you know, she can eat doll up. It's fun.
Oh, I can't wait. Yeah. I can't wait.
Oh, it's nice. Where'd you get your ticket?
I got friends. You owe me tickets. You were supposed to give me LAFC tickets, remember? I still haven't been to a game.
I sold them. I'm thinking of buying UCLA basketball tickets, though.
Ooh.
Every year I want to buy new tickets. I want to support a local team.
UCLA basketball is fun.
And they're great this year. They return almost everybody. They lose
UCLA
one.
Women's basketball is fun, too.
Is it?
Yes.
Are they good?
They are good.
I only go to winners. It's Los Angeles.
That's all we got out here.
You've lost a game in October. I'm not even interested.
Fury Wilder 3 is tomorrow at 9 Eastern, live on pay-per-view in the Fox Sports app.
God,
according to Fox Bet, Fury is currently favored at minus 300. Wilder at plus 245, draw at plus 2,500.
Ooh.
It's going to be a big night tomorrow night.
If somebody gave me a ticket, I'd still fly in and go watch it.
Well, listen, Colin Cowherd would like to go to the fight tomorrow, guys. I think we can make this happen.
I'm so pathetic. Joy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
Pay-per-views are fun, though. You know what?
Fights are the best.
Oh, fights are fantastic. I told you I was at the fight where the guy crashed into the ring.
Oh, yeah.
I was at the crazy fight.
How many fights do you think you've been at in your life? You started your career in Vegas.
I was a sportscaster in Vegas, so I went to all of them. It was incredible. I went to fights that nobody went to except, you know, like second tier fights were a blast. Fights are so great. So I went to the one, what's that one, the guy crashed into the ring. He was on not the jet ski. He was on some newfangled aviation ad-libbed creation. It was Riddick Bowe and somebody. Holyfield.
Riddick Bowe and Holyfield.
What was it called? The Fan Man.
The Parachutist.
Yeah, I was
fan
at that fight.
Fan Man crashes into, Parachutist. And that was 1993.
It was terrifying because Louis Farrakhan was at the fight and he had a great security force.
Mm.
And Farrakhan was viewed as a polarizing figure.
Yes.
And so people initially thought it was an attack on him, and his armed guards they protected him. And I remember sitting over there thinking, we're going to have shots here. Because people thought he was being attacked.
Right.
I mean, I remember Vince Neil and Pamela Anderson were behind me. It's crazy.
That's why I love fights, though, because you're just a part of history. Like, you can't repeat that.
It was a crazy event because you're watching a fight and then a small plane crashes into the ring and nobody knew what was happening. And then it was just the craziest thing you've ever seen in your life. We'll show video sometime.
Well, it's a parasailer. Yeah,
yeah, YouTube.
Ridiculous.
Check it out.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sportsbook, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Escape QuickBooks, quicksand. Go to NetSuite by Oracle. One-of-a-kind financing, netsuite.com/herd. Have more control and visibility. Jason McIntyre, he's terrific. His NFL picks, sometimes they seem out there.
Yeah.
We call this segment Tomorrow's Headlines. You're a former newspaper guy. You predict the headlines, but you've been bizarrely accurate. I had a good week last week.
Yeah.
How'd you do?
6-0 on this show. First time. We've been doing this for about 3 years now.
6-0 last week.
6-0 on these picks. And I heard from a lot of, a former NBA player called me, J-Mac. You're hot. I was like, listen, settle down, guys. This was a great week.
Do not settle down.
Can
bet everything
do it
you
again?
Own on these picks. All right, here we go. Yeah. Tomorrow's headlines today. Packers at the Bengals, my friend.
Yeah, we were just talking about this game. It's very interesting from a NFC versus AFC perspective. The headline will be Joe versus the Volcano, Burrow erupts. Colin, I think we both like the Bengals here.
Yes.
The big injury to watch, and this is a huge week for injuries throughout the league, is Jaire Alexander, arguably the top cornerback in the league. Folks, he hasn't practiced all week. If he's unable to go, this really unlocks a Bengals offense that should move the ball at will. You're looking at a rookie second-round pick starting in the secondary for the Packers alongside Kevin King at cornerback. And we know he was terrible in the NFC playoffs last year. I think this is a monster game for Burrow, Jamar Chase, Tyler Boyd in the slot. This is a Bengals team that should be able to hang with the Packers. I know there's no Joe Mixon for Cincinnati, but again, this Packers defense has not faced a good quarterback. Colin, are you ready for this? Joe Burrow is the sixth graded out best quarterback in the league so far, according to Pro Football
Focus. Don't doubt it at
all. He's been phenomenal.
Tomorrow's headlines today, Browns at the Chargers. I'm interested for your pick here.
Tough one. The line's going the other way on me. I love this game. Browns every week are in great games. The headline will be Herbert chased for miles and miles.
We agree.
I'm taking the Browns here a little reluctantly. This Baker Mayfield injury caught me by surprise. You know, he comes out and he's kind of whining a little bit about his play and he just wants to win. And then it's like, oh, he's got a major injury to his shoulder. I'm a little concerned with the right tackle situation. They're down to their third stringer, and we know Bosa's going to go up against him, and it's like, can Baker survive? But it's a great chess match because Stefanski wants to run, right? We know he's going to go Chubb and Hunt all day long, and the Chargers are willing to concede that. They said, we'll give you the run. We're not giving up the big play. Just remember, as good as the Chargers looked against the Raiders,
it was a standalone game.
Yeah, it was a high. Everybody's like, Herbert MVP. Like, let's settle down. They did not look good against Washington. They lost to Dallas. Like, this is a good Chargers team, but the power rankings have them in like the 10 to 14 range.
That's right.
The Browns are top five
yeah.
by all the metrics. So I like Cleveland here.
We agree, and they're getting points. Tomorrow's headlines today, Bears at the Raiders. Now, I love the Raiders in this spot.
Yeah.
All the wise guys told me to don't bet it.
Yeah.
What do you got?
Yeah, you want to go Bears here, right? Justin Fields are getting their act
Not
together.
Not me. I love the Raiders.
The headline will be Bears face Grood.
I totally
awakening.
Agree.
Yeah, this is a good Raiders spot. If you look at the injury report for the Bears, Akeem Hicks, their number one run stopper, hasn't practiced all week. Khalil Mack, I think he's on the practice field today. I was just checking that before coming on. But these are two huge injuries to the Bears. And if you remember, their secondary has been lit up at times this season, by quarterbacks like Matt Stafford. I think Carr could bounce back from that Monday night performance. I like the Raiders here. They're big favorites, which is risky.
Yeah.
You know, this is not a great Raiders team, but they're very good. I like the Raiders here.
Tomorrow's headlines today. I stayed away from this one because of the injury. Niners at the Cardinals.
Oh, boy. You know, I'm leading the Kyler Murray train. I have them going to the playoffs. Not a lot of people had that. The headline will be Kyler leads Arizona Gold Rush. I'm sorry, Colin. I can't back a rookie quarterback if he's got a start for San Fran. Trey Lance, your guy. You love you some Trey Lance. I just can't do that here.
Yeah.
I got to go with Arizona. I know it's a little bit shaky. Everybody and their mom is betting Arizona here because they're
sometimes the public is right.
They are right occasionally. But this is a real beat-up San Francisco team.
Yeah.
You look at the injuries. I think they're down 7 starters from week 1, Colin. Secondary is a mash unit, and Kyler Murray went healthy. We know this right now. He is a great young quarterback, and I just think Arizona takes him. This is the one I'm not super confident on because the line is high. It was 6. It's come down to 5. I think we're going to see more San Fran money from your favorite wise guys in the desert. I'm going to go with Arizona here, though. Kyler Murray gets it done.
Tomorrow's headlines today. I almost took the Giants here +7. I passed. Giants at the Cowboys.
Yes, yes. Divisional matchup. You know, Giants getting a lot of points. We know they're road warriors. The headline will be Dackity Dak. Cowboys back. Colin, I can't help myself. I love this Cowboys team.
Their defense is quick and fun.
Yeah, I mean, Diggs is emerging as one of the best cornerbacks in the league.
Terrific.
And again, we're talking about Daniel Dimes. And Colin, you know how the narrative is like, oh, the Giants were great last week. They won in New Orleans as big underdogs. I was on them. I watched that game closely. Colin, they were down 21-10 with 7 minutes left, okay? They needed a couple Danny Dimes miracles to come back. I think the Cowboys put it on them here. And people still want to say, oh, it's Dallas. They're not that good. Colin, this is one of the best teams in the NFC. They're a legit Super Bowl contender offense.
I will say this. Micah and Diggs, they have hit two home runs the last 2 years. And by moving Jalen Smith out, their books make more sense. Now they have a few players that are outperforming their contracts, unlike a year ago.
And let's remember, McCarthy, who's much maligned. We take shots at McCarthy. He has invigorated Zeke Elliott by putting Pollard in the lineup. And Zeke, I think he had a buck 40 on the ground last week. He hasn't done that in a while.
He looked good.
He looks younger. This offense, wait till they get Gallup back. I mean, they're using the tight ends. Dak, MVP, Cowboys, Super Bowl. They're looking good, Colin.
Do we have the Super Bowl this year? What network has it?
I don't know, it's here in
NBC
LA,
does?
That's for sure.
Yeah. Oh, I think
we have it next year.
Jags will end up. All right. Tomorrow's headlines today. Bills at the Chiefs,
game
baby.
The and we save this for the end because Colin and I are polar opposites on this. The headline will be Mahomes beats Allen. Read all about it. Colin, this is my best bet of the weekend. Kansas City getting less than a field goal at home? Are you guys kidding me? Keep an eye on this kid, Matt Milano, the linebacker for the Bills. Number one graded linebacker, according to Pro Football Focus. He's injured. He may not play. Oh, and a reminder, Travis Kelce had 13 catches. 13 in the AFC title game on the Bills. I know Buffalo has looked awesome. They've got two shutouts. His defense is awesome. Look at the opponents they've played, Colin. A washed Ben Roethlisberger? Seriously? Are we Davis Mills? Taylor Heineke? They haven't faced anybody. And in comes Mahomes. They didn't punt last week against the Eagles. Not once. This offense is a juggernaut. And it's just weird. Because they went 1-2 to start the season, people are like, Chiefs, they're not that good. They're falling back. They're not. They're amazing. This is an incredible team. Colin, I hope I can get you off the Bills here. 2.5. This is a gift. This is Christmas in October. Chiefs.
You and Nick Wright are going to be so obnoxious because you know how Nick Wright. Nick Wright still has them. He doesn't even acknowledge they have the worst defense in the league.
It doesn't matter in 2021 when your offense is good.
It's really. I was talking to Greg Olson about this, and the analytics people talk about this, that if you have the right quarterback and your offensive line is stable, you can bring an offense back 7 years in a row and it's good.
Yeah.
You can't do that with defense anymore. There are so few corners that the minute you have two, somebody's going to pay for one and steal them.
Yeah.
You can't afford two. Because once you have a good O-line, you can't pay both sides of the ball. So everybody now is paying the offensive side of the ball, meaning your defensive stars are just going to go where the money's at because it's not being handed out. So what's happening in the league is when you are a good defense, you hope you can do it for a couple of years. But there's just not as much money on the defensive side, and you're going to get raided.
Yeah.
And so all of a sudden, Tampa's defense.
Did you see? They're so desperate, they pick up Richard Sherman. Did you see how bad he was last week?
Not great.
They're picking on him instantly.
Hey, how bad was Jamal Adams?
Oh, come on. Listen, I don't want to be too harsh on Jamal Adams. He couldn't cover me right now in a secondary call. That's how bad it is. They went right at him. Stafford basically targeted him on those pivotal drives in the third quarter. Adams can't guard anybody. And right now, that deal that the Jets made is looking like a steal. They could get two top 10 picks, maybe theirs and Seattle's. They get the kid Stingley from LSU. Listen, I don't want to get too excited about the Jets. By the way, they will beat the Falcons in London. You're waking up for that 6:30 a.m., right?
Of course I am.
Yeah. Jets will beat the Falcons. They'll be 2-3. There'll be some excitement. I can hear Joy laughing now because she loves the Dolphins and nobody respects the Jets. Just keep an eye on the Jets, okay?
All right, buddy. See you Monday. It's the Herd.